Across the UK, statistics show that 3 million people are affected by or at risk of disease-related malnutrition, probably better understood as poor or loss of appetite, difficulties with eating, all of which has resulted in unintended weight loss. Evidence suggests 35% of people recently admitted to care homes, 29% of adults on admission to hospital, 30% attending hospital outpatients, and 11% of people presenting at GP practices are unintentionally undernourished, requiring the intervention of a dietitian. Recent research shows that 4 out of 5 of us are unaware of the important role that dietitians play in the community. To help cast a little light on the situation, I recruited the aid of Quiera Simpson, a PCN dietitian in West Yorkshire.
Dietitians are experts in food and nutrition, qualified and legally regulated by Health Professions Council. They assess and diagnose and treat nutritional problems using the most up-to-date evidence. For example, my team is a frailty team, so GPs refer patients recovering from illnesses or hospital admissions, experiencing a loss of appetite, difficulties with their eating and drinking, and they have unplanned weight loss. And those can have a big impact on people's quality of life, their mood in general, their day-to-day living. So we would come in, ensure the diet is adequate and prevent any further unplanned weight loss and see what we can do going forward. That's just a small snippet of what we do. There's many other areas.
The list of groups at risk of disease-related malnutrition is fairly lengthy, ranging from those living with chronic conditions all the way through to the frail and the elderly that your team works with. What are your experiences of disease-related malnutrition in West Leeds?
Locally, we suffer from a lack of awareness. Some people relate malnutrition to a third world problem. The word malnutrition sometimes triggers people in a defense mode. We have people struggling with access to food. They're socially isolated. People are living longer. If they don't have any relatives close by because people have moved away, they're isolated. They don't realize that their food intake has reduced dramatically. So I often come in contact with these people because we have a wonderful team that is screening people, engaging with people when they maybe go into a GP surgery. It sort of triggers a cascade of events where we were coming involved in their care. I often sign some of these people to local lunch clubs. We have a social prescribing team that's fantastic. They're able to signpost people and get in contact with people in terms of the problems that they may be facing in terms of their housing, the care needs, and also get in touch with maybe local transportation to get to the lunch clubs and food banks if they need the vouchers, and local charities that have befriending services. The team that we have here is very busy and they are very engaged in all aspects of malnutrition. We keep people out of hospital. I'm very proud to say that.
The consequences of disease-related malnutrition include physical and functional decline, which in turn leads to poorer clinical outcomes, greater healthcare usage, and ultimately premature death. What are the telltale signs that someone listening to this interview look out for, either in themselves or in a loved one? And what should we do if we're concerned?
Have a look at their clothes. If you notice that maybe they're using the belt hole that they don't normally use, things are falling off. Have their clothes size dramatically reduced? Are they eating smaller portions? Are they missing meals? Is their skin dry and broken? And has there been any changes in their mobility? Get in touch with a GP with those concerns. The GPs would then put you in the right place and we can provide a full assessment and a care plan. And there's resources out there which make things easier, ensuring patients have adequate dietary intake, making practical adjustments tailored to each individual need, making sure that they meet your clinical needs, and keeping people at home, improving their quality of life.
My grateful thanks to PCN dietitian Quiera Simpson. To find out more, log on to our website, www.wordandhealth.com. That's www.wordandhealth.com. You can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, our address being @WordOnHealth.